Hey everybody, welcome back to Stellar Performance Solutions. This is Chris McCabe. I'm flying solo this week. Leah is busy fighting the battles of the compliance appeals world, and there are many of them. I'm sure we'll have abundant near-term podcasts talking about what Amazon's doing at this time of year. September into October, they tend to do lots of compliance suspensions, listing takedowns to avoid waiting or to avoid having to do those types of takedowns in peak season in Q4, mid-October through mid-November, late November. They do a lot of it now. They do it every year. So there's tons of that. I just want to talk about related account suspensions, which are skyrocketing right now from a variety of angles. I want to talk about the wrong messaging Amazon's sending. Number one, they keep saying that you're violating the multiple account policy, which is not the right template. I've complained about that before. I'll continue to do so. Number two, a lot of people are appealing this with basic plan of action type language, admitting some sort of fault, saying they'll improve things, giving some basic improvement plan points. None of that's what they want. None of that's going to get anywhere other than a generic denial. And then, of course, you don't even get good details from account health on why they've denied it, even though when I see them, it's very clear and very specific. And then lastly, you know, the multiple account policy itself, I understand that a lot of people are told by support reps or account health reps, well, it looks like the annotations say you violated the multiple account policy, or I can see the outbound message to you. It says you violated the multiple account policy. They're not even enforcing the multiple account policy in any meaningful way anymore. We have lots of people hiring us saying we've got Chinese competitors. They've got dozens or hundreds of accounts. We've done a lot of research. We've traced a lot of the evidence back to the same person or group of people is running all of these accounts. These are obvious violations of the multiple account policy. Amazon doesn't take action on those. They find some excuse to ignore it because they don't want to take down dozens or hundreds of Chinese sellers just because of a multiple account policy. So they're already barely enforcing it, which is what makes it so unfortunate that they're sending this incorrect template message over and over and over to sellers who are suspended for related account blocks. Now, the proper message should say you're suspended for being related to a previously suspended account or a currently suspended account, and they give you the name of that account so you can begin the research process and decide how you may appear related to that account if you're not actually related to them. So you can get started on researching a dispute so you can say, nope, you're wrong. We're not related to those guys. And here's why. They should be giving you the name of that business so you can figure out, you know what? We've done our research. We've asked around. We've talked to family members, friends, coworkers, former workers, former business partners. We do not recognize this company name or this account name at all. Looks like we never will. So that means you're probably using a third-party service and it's one of their customers. And it's because you granted access to a third-party service that you even look related to this other account. Perhaps it's been bad luck and you happen to sell in the same category as well as the IP address overlapping, as well as the sign-ins overlapping. Maybe the IP address hit is just how they initiated the investigation. Maybe you've got some questions to ask third-party services that you've given access to. Maybe you only look related to this account because of that third-party service. Well, there's a way of appealing that, a very concrete way of doing so, and I'll get into that in a minute. But for the moment, let's begin with why are they sending the wrong message over and over saying you violated the multiple account policy? And I know this because I've read numerous exchanges between account health or seller support and the sellers contacting us. Usually within a minute, maybe 2 minutes, I can figure out, yeah, this is a related account block. I don't know why they're sending you this wrong message. So I've done articles on this. I've bugged a couple of people at Amazon about this. I don't know why they keep doing it. They can't seem to stop their own people from sending the erroneous message about multiple accounts every time or almost every time. In their defense, some people are sending the proper message. They are saying it's a related account block. They mention the name of the account that you're supposedly related to. God knows if you were selling 3 or 4 years ago, they wouldn't even tell you the name of the related account. They would just blast out these ridiculous, useless templates over and over saying, it's a related account. Can't tell you which one. That's proprietary. Can't disclose our investigative methods. You're on your own. You do the running. You do the research. You come back and tell us why you look related to another account in our tool. So after escalations going on for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, and repeated commentary by numerous members of the community about how preposterous and ridiculous and unprofessional that was, I think Amazon realized, you know what, we're just dragging all these suspensions out 10 times longer because of this ridiculous message. So let's start at least telling them the account that they look related to. Let's stop hiding behind the, well, we have to respect everyone's privacy. We have to respect the proprietary nature of our tools, and we can't let any information leave the building. So that is the message you're supposed to be getting. Whether or not you are asking them for clear indications on why you look related to them, they may drop you a hint, or they may retreat to the position of, we can't disclose how our seller performance teams work, how our investigations are managed, how our tools work. That's proprietary. Yes, you are still going to hear some of that response, but at least the first step here is to get them to stop sending this multiple account message. It's the wrong message. They're supposed to be sending a message about how you're related to a blocked account. So at least the first step is you can stop appealing. And I've seen numerous people doing what they're told. They're being told the wrong info. They're not questioning it. They're not taking it with a grain of salt. They're doing what they're told, and they're sending in template or plan of action type appeals about how they don't have multiple accounts, or just they don't know what Amazon's talking about, or all the procedures they put in place to avoid looking like they have multiple accounts. Those are all getting rejected because those aren't what you're suspended for. It's not your fault. I understand you're being misled by the company because they haven't trained their own people, and the wrong message is being sent out over and over and over again. And even though people like me have been screaming to the high heavens for them to stop doing it, they continue to do it. Word has not filtered down. We've done numerous escalations on this. This is fixable. That's the good news. That's the silver lining here. We've done numerous successful escalations on this, which redirected this conversation into the right place where somebody manager level or above understood that their own people had failed them, that their own people keep sending the wrong message. So that's the good news. The bad news is they don't seem to have any ability to get a bunch of other managers or even execs or VPs into a room to say, somebody's got to do something here. Lower level seller support and seller performance team investigators are either on purpose or accidentally sending the wrong message, which is confusing everyone. It's dragging the suspension out longer. It's confusing sellers about what types of information they need to put into an appeal. I'm sure anyone senior management or above at Amazon understands that the first two or three or four appeals people are sending in have no chance of success because of the bad information they're given. So they're just making more work for themselves. People ask us all the time, why is Amazon so willing to create more work and headaches for themselves when they could easily reduce their own workload just by being more competent? That's a mystery for the ages that we can't address on this week's podcast, but it is accurate. The training isn't happening. Clearly, if they're doing any QA or any auditing, it's of little to no value. If they've got bunches of lower tier people who have been properly trained who aren't following their training, they're unwilling to purge them or terminate them or cycle them out. And again, this is a question I get all the time. Why don't they just fire everyone and start from scratch? It's because the people in charge of those processes know that a bunch of rehiring will solve none of this. The leadership has to come from above, and it's not happening. So firing everyone and giving them the same basic terrible training is just going to create a new army of people doing the same. So in terms of this multiple account garbage, I'll leave it there. They're sending you the wrong message. You're being suspended for related account blocks. Yes, there are numerous appeals going in for this right now. It's a very hot topic. Tons of people are being suspended. Really throughout 2024 have been suspended for things that aren't fixable and aren't solvable. Reviews abuse or repetitive reviews abuse. Suspensions is one example. Fabricating, editing, manipulating documentation. That's another thing that you can only appeal if you can dispute successfully and claim that Amazon erred or made a mistake in suspending you in the first place. And that list is growing, right? Just the way the seller code of conduct offenses list is growing. The list of suspensions that aren't solvable, aren't fixable, where they just tell you to go away or they ignore you unless you can submit a successful dispute, that list keeps growing. So Amazon's creating more and more cases where you can't fix it. They won't accept a plan of action. Well, what's the natural byproduct of that? People who can't appeal successfully, and some of them probably could have at least made a better effort at appealing successfully, but they do it themselves. They hire some terrible service and they've hamstrung their ability to fix it anyway. So they never really had a chance. But what do? They try to create a new account, right? They try to create an account that doesn't have the same name, doesn't have the same brand. They try to change the phone. They try to change the address. Most sellers don't know how to do this without being caught by Amazon's tools. And of course, I'm never going to recommend that you break policy or misrepresent yourself. Sometimes you might be breaking laws or creating a fraud situation by misrepresenting yourself online. So most of the time that doesn't work. Amazon's tools have improved to the point where they catch people a lot earlier in the timeline and they create more suspended accounts because they're blocking more sellers for related. So if you're blocked for related and you're not somebody who's trying to evade a previous suspension and come back with a new account, if you're not in that group, your appeal needs to differentiate yourself from those people as early on as you can. But you also need to understand that there are many of you appealing this right now. Any given day, probably hundreds of sellers added to that list. So there's thousands or tens of thousands of accounts down for related right now. Some of them date back to spring or winter. They're from earlier this year. They never successfully appealed. A lot of them are fresh. But understand that unless you send in a tip-top shape appeal that hits all the right notes and has all the info that they're expecting, and you do that early in the game, not sixth, seventh, eighth appeal, you're probably going to get denied. You're probably going to get ignored. They're going to toss you back on the pile and you're blending in with all these other people suspended for the same thing. And then take it a step further. If you're sending in the wrong type of appeal saying we never had multiple accounts, we don't know what you're talking about. Well, you've missed even the first opportunity to steer things in the right direction and you're on yet another large pile, but even more distant and farther from the goal because you're not aware that they're making these mistakes. Again, I'm not saying it's your fault for not being 100% up on details of what Amazon's screwing up and doing wrong, because those are multiplying too. But you're hurting yourself by not being educated and aware of trends and cycles, because this impacts you directly, right? This is your account. This is presumably a business you care about. It's not one you can just throw away. If it's a lesser account that you don't really care as much about, you've got other accounts that are more important. Well, you might end up losing those too, because those might be suspended for relations to this account, which was suspended for relations. We talked about kind of the wrong way of doing it. What's the right way? Figure out early on, is it a family member? Is it a coworker, former coworker? Is it somebody that you failed to take out of your Seller Central access? You could have deleted their user permissions and avoided all of this. But also, if it is a service you hired, they've got a seller account that was suspended. Yeah, of course that's fixable. You can fire them. You can get a termination letter going. You can explain to Amazon. I mean, certainly don't make these allegations without foundation. But if you find out that this is what it is, your employee or your VA, lots of VAs are sellers. Lots of VAs are related to sellers. Lots of VA relationships create related account blocks. If you find out that that's what it is, then go with it. It's the truth. Probably what Amazon can see on their side too, in some way, shape or form. Put that termination letter together, say, okay, definitely we made a mistake here. We didn't ask them if they had a seller account before hiring them or before paying them for services. You should always ask these things. Do you sell yourself? Are you related to anyone who sells themselves? Because if that account goes down and that person's signing into your account every day, or perhaps they manage in-depth operations on your account, maybe they manage your whole account. So they're intimately involved in your business. They're not just signing in every day and checking stuff out. Well, that means that you, of course you look related to that person or to the related account that they are suspended for being related to, because you are. And it's very difficult to dispute that relationship. Is it unfixable? No. You can remove that person from Seller Central. You can terminate their relationship with you. You can document that. You can date it. You can sign it. Document it for sure, because you can't just say it in an appeal and walk away and expect them to accept it. You need to be meticulous about documentation, whether people are coming in or going out. Obviously, if they're going out, you're terminating the relationship, you're severing all ties, because they didn't do what they were supposed to do in terms of assuring you that working with them would not get your account suspended. Hopefully you asked that on the way in. So the way out is termination paperwork. If anyone out there has either been terminated themselves or they've terminated an employee or a service, they know how that works. And of course, for legal reasons, if not Amazon reasons, you need to document all of that. But even beyond that, right? If you're not able to find the answer, well, the least you can do is say, okay, we have to talk to these third-party services that we've got on our account. I've talked to sellers who have sometimes 10, 8, 4, 11 different services accessing their account. If you have no other way of appealing this, you have to remove their access, at least temporarily, and say in an abundance of caution, we've taken them all off. We weren't able to identify this related account. We did our research. In the future, we've got better vetting practices. We've got better best practices overall. You can lay those out in a bulleted format, but you are going to vet every single person that you hire, that you pay for services, that anyone that touches that account, including current employees, including employees you had before you even sold on Amazon. You're going to make sure that they're not sellers. Maybe that's a condition of employment when you hire people in the future. It might be tough to negotiate that with somebody who's currently employed. But these are the details that matter, not a generic appeal that Amazon's just itching to throw back at you and reject, not off-topic stuff, not, this is crazy, I don't know what you're talking about. I understand most sellers suspended for reasons like this that can't see, there's no transparency, they can't see what Amazon's talking about, so they start with a dispute. You're wrong, this is a mistake. Sometimes that does work, by the way, with related account blocks. Sometimes a second person goes into the tools. I wouldn't recommend taking this position lightly, but if you think it's possible, sometimes the second person will go into the tools and see that their colleague just made a mistake, misread the tools, misinterpreted the data in front of them. That does work as a dispute sometimes if you are right. If you're wrong, and if you can't redirect them to their internal tools, which you cannot see, if you can't do that and get a second viewing, which proves that you're right, you have to change tactics. You can't just keep directing them there, saying, we don't know what you're talking about. You have to do the research. You have to ask some painful questions. If you have questions on any of the scenarios I've laid out in today's podcast, you can definitely follow up with me. The devil's in the details, and the details do matter. This is not the kind of suspension you want to play around with by throwing around loose phrases or making general statements or making promises or just disagreeing with them and spamming them with appeals or sending a plan of action that you found somewhere, you know, for $9.99. and hoping for the best. That's not the right way to do a related account block. Trust me, they're drowning in these right now. They don't have a lot of incentive to read a POA or a dispute anyway because of how much work they've got to go through. And consider what I said earlier. They're not necessarily being watched that closely in terms of investigative quality. They're not even annotating the denial reasons that much. I'm sure a lot of you are calling account health reps who, if they know where to look, they don't know where to look, they might make something up. If they know where to look, sometimes they're not seeing much or they're seeing maybe nothing annotated on your account for why the appeal was rejected. Well, there might not be that much there because they might be kind of giving it short shrift. Maybe they're giving up on your appeal early on if it looks like a template. There are tons of people that are still appealing with dead templates. I've started calling them dead templates. I'll do a separate episode on that some other time where the first paragraph says something like, I am principal of blank. They know it's a template you bought from some legal service, right? They all start the same way. There are other examples I could give you of the first two or three lines they've seen 1,000 times. And in their mind, they already rejected those 1,000 times. So to them, you didn't take it seriously. You didn't care or enough to write a real appeal, but it also tells them you didn't do any research into it. They suspended you for a related account block, maybe even told you the account you're related to, and you didn't take the time. You just kind of flipped it to somebody else and said, I don't want to deal with this. Somebody else deal with it. Well, that means you didn't care enough about the appeals process to respect the time of the Amazon seller performance team investigator. I'm not saying I agree with that perspective. I'm not saying I'm defending them. I'm just saying, why hurt your chances and hobble yourself and create a situation where you're going to have to appeal 8, 10, 12 times where you could have been out in 2, saved yourself a lot of angst, a lot of money by doing it the right way. You spam them with lousy, ridiculous, generic templates, garbage in, garbage out. They're going to send you rejections that are generic denials till the cows come. So don't make that generic mistake. If you're confused by the details, you've done your fact-finding mission, you dug up what you needed to, you're not sure how to shape it into an appeal, let us know. Here at eCommerce Chris, of course, we're doing these every day, if not every hour. So we're happy to help and give a quick opinion. Thanks for listening, and I'll hopefully be back next week with Lee McHugh. This is Chris McCabe signing off. Good luck.